Hagrid got up, went over to his dresser, opened a drawer, and pulled out a picture of a short wizard with Hagrid's crinkled black eyes, beaming as he sat on top of Hagrid's shoulder. Hagrid was a good 7 or 8 feet tall, judging by the apple tree beside him, but his face was beardless, young, round and smooth. He looked hardly older than 11.
"That was taken just after I got into Hogwarts," Hagrid croaked. "Dad was dead chuffed. Thought I might not be a wizard, see? 'Cause me mum... Well, anyway, 'cause I never was great shakes at magic, really. But at least he never saw me expelled. Died, see, in me second year. Dumbledore was the one who stuck up for me after Dad went. Got me the gamekeeper job. Trusts people, he does. Gives them second chances. That's what sets him apart from other heads, see. He'll accept anyone at Hogwarts so long as they've got talent. Knows people can turn out okay even if their families weren't, well, all that respectable. But some don't understand that. There's some who'd always hold it against you. There's some who'd even pretend they just had big bones rather than stand up and say, 'I am what I am, and I'm not ashamed.' Never be ashamed, my old dad used to say. There's some who'll hold it against you, but they're not worth bothering with. And he was right. I've been an idiot. I'm not bothering with her no more, I promise you that. Big bones. I'll give her big bones."
Harry, Ron and Hermione looked at one another nervously. Harry would rather have taken 50 blast-ended scroots for a walk than admit to Hagrid that he had overheard him talking to Madame Maxime. But Hagrid was still talking, apparently unaware that he had said anything odd.
"You know what, Harry?"
he said, looking up from the photograph of his father, his eyes very bright.
"When I first met you, you reminded me of me a bit. Mum and Dad gone, and you was feeling like you wouldn't fit in at Hogwarts, remember? Not sure you were really up to it. And now look at you, Harry. School champion."
He looked at Harry for a moment and then said very seriously,
"You know what I'd love, Harry? I'd love you to win. I really would. It'd show 'em all. You don't have to be pure blood to do it. You don't have to be ashamed of what you are. It'd show 'em Dumbledore's the one who's got it right, letting anyone in as long as they can do magic. How are you doing with that egg, Harry?"
"Great," said Harry. "Really great." Hagrid's miserable face broke into a wide, watery smile.
"That's my boy. You show 'em, Harry. You show 'em. Beat 'em all."
Lying to Hagrid wasn't quite like lying to anyone else. Harry went back to the castle later that afternoon with Ron and Hermione, unable to banish the image of the happy expression on Hagrid's whiskery face as he had imagined Harry winning the tournament. The incomprehensible egg weighed more heavily than ever on Harry's conscience that evening, and by the time he had got into bed, he had made up his mind. It was time to shelve his pride and see if Cedric's hint was worth anything.